great potential. There'll certainly be a pit cutback along that east wall.
At this very early stage, how much resources does it add to your sort of total out there?
Well, we're a bit reluctant to give any numbers at the moment, John. It's still open in all directions, and we're still drilling, so we'll probably just let people have a guess at that themselves until we get a firm handle on it. We're just conducting some metallurgy tests, and until that's done, we'll probably keep tight-lipped.
How long is it going to take you to sort of say that, yes, we have got a major new mining operation here, and we've got X amount of tonnes?
I'd say by early next year we'll have some numbers on the board.
But at this early stage, I notice here in your latest press release associated with this discovery, you're saying that you're now looking at the possibility of establishing a new mill at Bindooley. Of course, you've been transporting all your ore from Bindooley down to Hannon South, haven't you?
Yes, we have, and I suppose that statement gives an indication of our confidence of this new zone. So you can read into that a few things.
Does this, at this early stage, mean that you're going to move Hannon South plant up there, or you'll keep that there where it is and maybe build a new plant at Bindooley?
It's a bit early for that. We've got a number of options, but I think a new plant at Bindooley is currently on the top of the list.
Mm. And Croesus Mining got a lot of land out in that area?
Yeah, we have. We've got ground holding, which is about over 20 kilometres long and about 4 kilometres wide, and we've got a lot of work to do.
How much, even quite apart from what you may come up with in this new discovery beneath the Centurion along that 4 kilometre long extension, what sort of reserves do you have there now, and what sort of mine life?
Well, we've got reserves of over 200,000 ounces, which is currently a five-year mine life, and we've got resources of another 350,000 ounces on top of that.
Michael, would it be fair, is there also a possibility of other greenfield discoveries in that area?
Oh, absolutely. We're very encouraged, and we've got about $4 million earmarked for exploration in the next 12 months.
You've already said it's so hard finding gold, and it's a bit of a bit of luck. Yet, you know, something so close to the Golden Mile, I suppose a lot of people are saying, well, how come it wasn't discovered sometime in the last 100 years?
I suppose it doesn't have any surface expression, and it's a matter of geochemical and geophysical techniques, which we're now employing in exploration, which is aiding our discovery techniques.
Yeah. As you'd be aware, not only your only company, but so many other companies in this region, there's been a massive amount of drilling being done in the gold fields in the last 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
Do you think what's happening with you at Centurion and with the new nickel discovery at northeast of Kalgoorlie Boulder, that it was just a matter of time before these discoveries started coming to the fore?
I think so. I think all our discoveries, as we're learning more, we're just starting to go deeper. All the early work in the 80s and the massive amount of work that was done between 86 and 90, a lot of that was just testing the oxide potential, and now people are getting a bit smarter and a bit braver and testing for the real big primary ones, more like the Canadians do and those things. They find the big primary shoots which go for many hundreds of metres. So there's a whole new exploration philosophy developing in eastern goldfields.
And are there going to be more of these types of discoveries?
I'd put my money on it, yeah.
Michael Ivey from Croesus Mining, and pretty encouraged at the moment by their latest drilling results from their Bindooley gold mine, and are talking there with John Bowler. You're with ABC Radio this morning. We're coming up to 26 past nine.
I am satisfied that the NATO implementation...
The court has shown himself quite disinterested in...
For Carmen Lawrence to try and...